Perikvav Mishnah Dalid Kach Hi Darkashal Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal, eat bread with salt. Umayim b'mesura tishta, drink water in small measure. Val aretz tishon, and sleep on the ground. V'chaye tsa'ar tichya, and live a life of deprivation. Uv'torah ata amel, but toil in Torah. Imata osaken, if you do so, ashrecha v'tov lach, you are praiseworthy and all is well and good with you. Tov b'olam hazeh, Lach la'olam haba. So here we have the well-known, famous words of the Mishnah that the way of Torah is pas b'melach tochal, eating bread with salt. Umayim b'sura tishta, eating small measures of water and sleeping on the ground. This Mishnah has historically been a Mishnah that many of us have a hard time understanding. Allow me to elucidate and share with you how exactly this works, and start by sharing with you some of the greatest Tanoim and where they come from and how they developed the famous story of Hillel Hazaki, Ligmar Meseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Hey, and Bounce recounts how Hillel Hazaki was a very great pauper. He had very little money and he only made a trapikin every single day, a very small measure of money. So much he wanted to study that half of his day's wages he gave to the guard who stood at the entrance to the Beis Medrash. That was the amount that needed to be given in order to enter the Beis Medrash. The other half of the amount that he made, he went and he gave toward his family's parnasa. One day he came and he didn't even have that little bit amount, that half of a trapikin, to give to the shomer, and the shomer did not allow him to enter. What did Hillel do? He had such a passion, thirst for Torah. He climbed to the top of the house, to the top of the Beis Medrash, al pi aruva, on top of the skylight, kidei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim epishmaya v'avtalim. He wanted to hear the words of Torah, the holy truths, the words of Torah from his Rebbe, Shmayin Avtalion. That day, the Gemara accounts as Erev Shabbos, and in the morning, the snow piled up on top of the skylight, and slowly but surely, as the snow melted, they began to recognize that their light was not entering the Beis Medrash, and they turned to the Rabbeim Shmayin Avtal and said, what's going on? Every single day at this hour, already the snow melts and we're able to see from the light that enters through the skylight. Today, what has happened? They thought maybe it's a cloudy day. They didn't know what had occurred until finally they climbed up and they looked, and who did they find other than the great Hillel, who was sleeping, frozen almost to death, because all he wanted to do was to climb and enter the Beis Medrash to hear the words of Shmaya ben Avtalion. And to such an extent he went, he had such little money, but such an eagerness and such a desire to study, to learn, that ultimately he became who we know as Hillel Hazaken, and he literally lived and breathed almost to his death the words of this Mishnah, Al Ha'aretz Tishan. He slept on the ground, on top of the Aruba, on top of the skylight, to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim, the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu's truthful Torah. Continue. Two generations later, the great Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, we all are familiar from the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus' life did not start out just exactly in the home of Torah. His father Hyrcanus was a very, very wealthy man, and he worked for his father. Eliezer worked for his father Hyrcanus, and as he grew up, as the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar describes in the beginning, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus explains that until the age of 22, he didn't learn a word of Torah, but all the days he spent plowing his father's fields and working on his farm. Finally, one day he said, I'm going to go, I want to study. And Yerushalayim, under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his father said, absolutely, positively not. And his father said, there's no way, you're unable to go. He continued to want to learn and desire to learn. And Hyrcanus said, absolutely, positively not, until ultimately Rabbi Elazar left. And he went to Yerushalayim, he traveled, and he knew very little, almost nothing. And he struggled to learn, and he went to his Rebbe crying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he says, I know nothing, I understand nothing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai began teaching him Shema, the basic tfilos, Birchas HaMazon. And from there onward, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari continued to learn with unparalleled diligence, not even stopping to eat. One day, detecting a sour odor on Rabbi Elazar's breath, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him, did you eat? Did you eat anything today? Rabbi Elazar didn't respond. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made inquiries, which yielded the information that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was lodging in one place and learning in a different place. And both parties thought that he was eating in another location. The yeshiva thought that he was eating at his lodging. The lodging thought he was eating at his yeshiva. And between the two of us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we lost Rabbi Elazar in the middle. He didn't eat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ultimately blessed Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and told him, just as a sour smell came forth from your mouth, so shall your name go forth as a master of Torah, as a result of the odor that emanated from his mouth because he had nothing to eat. Ultimately, he became the great Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and finally Hyrcanus understood it and recognized who he was when he came to Yerushalayim and heard his beautiful Divrei Torah. So in the world of the Tanaim, we see that Hillel emerged from Ala Aretz Tishan. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus emerged from Pas B'melach Tochel Mayim B'mesura Tishna, but it continues in the generation of the Amoraim. It continues in the door of the Rishonim and the Achronim until contemporary times. We're all familiar. There were two young boys who went to learn in Cheder. And one day the Rebbe saw that these two youngsters weren't in Cheder, went to the house and then knocked on the door, and mother said, I wasn't able to send my two youngsters to Cheder today because all they have is one shirt each. And finally this morning I recognized that their shirt was so terribly dirty and soiled, I had to somehow wash it. So I'm in the middle of washing it and hanging it. I can't send them out in the freezing cold with these cold, wet shirts. They're hanging. My boys are huddling together next to the warm stove. The Rebbe began to cry, was bewildered, didn't know how to respond. The mother was in tears, and the father of Yosef HaKohen saw what was happening. He quickly took off his only one shirt. He put one boy in one arm of the shirt, the other youngster, the other brother, in the other arm of the shirt, and buttoned the shirt on both of them, and the two of them walked to Cheder and learned together that day in one shirt that their father placed upon them. If the story continues and we follow the journey of these two youngsters, one's name was Rabbi Yehuda Leib Heller, and the other name was Yehuda. And from these two boys emerged what we know in every base medrash, every yeshiva where it exists. Yehuda Leib authored the Ktzos HaChoshen, and Yehuda authored the famous Kuntres HaSveikos. These two boys, Pas B'melach Tochel, Mayim B'mesura Tishta, Al Aretz Tishan, from deprivation, from extreme poverty, ultimately emerged these two giants. The Taz, the classic commentary in Dalal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, the Turei Zav, was so poor, and he had a rabbinate, and the Balabatim didn't even know how poor he was, that he didn't have enough money to buy a medication, a pain medication for a terrible toothache that he had. So that one night when the pain was so difficult, he went to the local tavern late at night and he purchased a little bit of schnapps and he bought it on credit. He had no money. And slowly the word came out that the Rav of the city went to the tavern in the middle of the night to buy schnapps, and he had a one kopeck credit that he needed, debt that he had to pay off. The city fired him from the rabbinate. They didn't even realize how poor he was. Ultimately, he received another wonderful rabbinate and became the well-known Taz. The extreme poverty, the deprivation, the Pas B'melach Tochel, the Mayim B'mesura Tishta, the amount of dedication and love of Torah that these individuals, Gedolei Yisrael, put into learning is enormous. The Shagas Aryeh, the great author of the Tshuvas that we all use, had no pen and paper, didn't have an inkwell, didn't have anything to write, and he found scraps of paper to write his Tshuvas, the same as Tshuva, the Chabina Rav in Siberia, had nothing. How do we explain this, and where does this leave us today? The Chazon Ish says, if you read the Mishnah very, very carefully, the last line in the Mishnah reads as follows, and will give us food for thought. The Mishnah says, "Im ata oseh kein," if you do as such. You can't explain this to anybody. The Taz can't explain this. The Shagas Aryeh can't explain this. Rabbi Yehuda Leib, the Ktzos, the Kuntres HaSveikos, the Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Hillel. They did this by themselves. Nobody told them that this is what you do, this is what you should do, this is what you have to do. You can't explain this Mishnah to anybody who doesn't understand it. It's difficult. Kachi darkei shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. The more a person puts into Torah, the more a person takes out of Torah. The more a person toils in Torah with less gashmias, with less olam hazeh, with less pas, with less mayim, that person ultimately will be able. Now, we don't preach this and share this with the world because not everybody understands. But those who are engaged in this lifestyle, and there are many hundreds and thousands of Bnei Torah who live like this today, kach hi darkei shel Torah, and they flourish. They grow. They toil in Torah. Uvetora ata amelim ata osa ken ashrecha v'tovlach ashrecha balamazev v'tovlach lamba. They're not complaining. They're not saying that they're missing anything. They have the whole world. So the more we engage in Torah, the more we engage in ruchnias, the more we are able to benefit, to enjoy the counter and the beauty of the Torah.